From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a scathing report about the country's third largest police department. The U.S. Justice Department says Chicago police officers violated the constitutional rights of residents for years, permitting racial bias against blacks, excessive use of force, and even killing people who did not pose threats. In a highly critical report following a year-long investigation, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Friday the problems in Chicago were due to what she called systemic deficiencies.
Our investigation found that this pattern of practice is in no small part the result of severely deficient training procedures and accountability systems.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said the report is a wake-up call for the city and for officers.
The incidents described in this report are sobering to all of us. Police misconduct will not be tolerated anywhere in the city of Chicago, and those who break the rules will be held accountable for their actions.
The Justice Department began investigating Chicago's police force in December of 2015 after the release of dashcam video showing a white police officer shooting a black teenager named Laquan McDonald 16 times as he walked away holding a small folded knife. The release of the video caused widespread outrage and cost the city's police commissioner his job. The Syrian army said Friday that Israel launched a missile strike on a Syrian military airbase near Damascus that has caused a series of explosions. The army, in a statement, accused Israel of aiding the terrorist groups in Syria with the bombing. The Israeli military did not release a comment about the reported attack on Friday. Israel has been accused of launching attacks against Hezbollah. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming national security adviser Michael Flynn reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on December 29th. That's the same day that President Barack Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed other sanctions in response to Moscow's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Trump spokesman Sean Spicer said Friday that Flynn and the ambassador communicated on December 28th and discussed setting up a call between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin after Trump's January 20th inauguration. One day after the sanctions and the expulsion of dozens of Russian officials from the U.S., Putin said he did not plan to retaliate. Trump, who has repeatedly praised the Russian president, applauded Putin's decision. U.N. officials say negotiations aimed at wrapping up a reunification deal for the divided Mediterranean island of Cyprus will resume next week. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the possibility of a reunification pact could hinge on a resolution of security guarantees for Cyprus.
The advisor to the UN Secretary General on Cyprus, Espen Barth Ida, described Thursday's international conference on the island as a turning point for negotiations. For the first time over decades of off-again, on-again negotiations, he notes the Greek and Turkish Cypriot sides presented maps of their preferred internal administrative borders of a newly formed Federated Union of Cyprus. A working group of senior technical experts will meet January 18th in Geneva to hold discussions on critical security issues. At the same time, leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities will continue negotiations in Cyprus to overcome remaining stumbling blocks on matters including property rights, territorial disputes, and governance. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari was heading up a delegation to Gambia Friday to offer President Yahya Jammeh asylum if Jammeh steps down to allow for a peaceful transfer of power. Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African country for 22 years. He was declared the loser in Gambia's December 1st election. His government has been accused of numerous rights abuses during his time in office, including arbitrary arrests, torture, and forced disappearances. Opposition candidate Adama Barrow, who was declared the winner in the election, has said he will continue to plan his inauguration for January 19th. Initially, Jammeh had accepted the results of the election, but his political party filed a legal complaint against the Electoral Commission about a week later, citing voting irregularities. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.